Hopefully I'll have your attention with this bag I got up here and the fact that I'm down here up front instead of up on the platform and behind the podium this morning. But we're going to be looking, we're continuing our study in Proverbs. If you want to turn in Proverbs chapter 1, we'll be looking at verses 8 through 19. And, of course, the distance between here and there is exactly wrong for my glasses. That's what happens when you get old and you need bifocals. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. There will be a garland to grace your head, and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let us lie in wait for someone's blood. Let us waylay some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive like the grave, and whole like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot with us, and we will share a common purse. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into sin, and they are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net in full view of all the birds. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They waylay only themselves. Such is the end of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the lives of those who get it. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you this morning. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the truth that you have here for us that is not just some ancient text written thousands of years ago. But Lord, it lives and breathes and touches our lives today, and it's just as applicable to each one of our lives right now as the day it was written down. Lord, we ask that you'd send your Holy Spirit to illuminate these scriptures for us, to show us how we can apply these truths to our lives, how we can better live with hearts that are fully and completely given over to you. Father God, be here now. Let your anointing be upon me as I speak, that I wouldn't get in the way of your message, Lord, but instead that you would use me as a conduit to bless everyone who's here, Lord. And whatever words I say that are not of you, Lord, might they fall upon deaf ears. But Lord, each word that I speak that is your truth and your love, Lord, may it go not just in one ear and out the other, but in the ear and into the heart and be lived out in the hands and the feet and the words of each one. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Proverbs. You could say, well, you read one or two and you've read them all because it seems like it goes over and over. Well, we're in the beginning, so we haven't gone over and over it yet, so we'll do that later. But sometimes we need that over and over to get that lesson. We need to be told more than once. Anybody here ever had been told something more than once? Yeah. Been there, done that. Got the t-shirt. In fact, I think my picture's on it. We won't ask my mother that question, nor my father. We're enjoined here to say, listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. We're told, hey, you, listen up. Listen to what you're being told. Don't forsake those instructions that you've been given. You've been pointed in the right direction. Now go there. Tells us that these will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. People say, garland? Put my head in there, I'd look really silly with this thing of flowers in my head. It's talking about you're going to look good. You're going to look good before all people. That's what these are. Around the neck. Everybody around the neck wears stuff around the neck nowadays. You see anybody, all the football players wearing it? They got more bling than anything. That's what we're talking about. When we follow God, when we listen to His instructions, that gives us real bling, if you would. So, but we have our parents and our Father in heaven giving us instruction and telling us, guiding us where to go, what to do. We have those who are trying to get us off the path. Sinners. Those who don't follow God. And these people try to entice us. They want us to go with them and say, hey, this is really good. Now, I believe I entitled this The Folly of Enticement, didn't I? Enticement's Peril. Close enough. Couldn't remember what I actually put on there, my diction. But the folly of enticement or enticement's peril, what we're looking at is these enticements that these sinners, these people who aren't following God, have for us. They don't bring us that bling that is eternal. They don't bring us that good countenance, that look so that people see us and say, hey, that's a good person. Instead, they lead us down a different path. They say, come along with us. We'll lie in wait for someone's blood. And we'll waylay some harmless soul. We're going to jump some guy. And we're going to beat them till they're bloody. Maybe even kill them. And we're going to take what they got. We're going to set a trap. We're going to go out. Even got the kung fu grip, yeah. I can get him to stand up. Okay. I'm going to go out, and we're going to set traps. Oh, sure. Some of these have got staples on. One trap. We're going to catch that guy. We're going to come along, we're going to trap him. We're going to kill him, just like a mouse. And take that trap and put him out there, one after the other. Now, it says here that these people are going to be waylaid, that we're going after, harmless. They didn't do anything to us. That's okay. We want their stuff. Behave, Joe. Tell you what. He's just going to sit there and watch for the moment. Oh, I forgot. Huh? Got to have that garland on there. Look good. They said, hey, we're going to get some good stuff. We're going to look good. And go out there. We're going to go against these people who haven't done a thing for us, against us. They're harmless souls. Swallow them alive like the grave. Put that trap out there. We're going to get them. We're going to get all sorts of valuable things. See, he's got a gun. He's got a good vest. Got boots. Fancy hat. Anybody here ever hear of anybody getting killed or for a pair of shoes or a hat? Yeah. A coat? Happens all the time, doesn't it? So that's really not so old, is it? Ah. I knew that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So we're going to... We're going to fill our houses with plunder. We're going to get all this stuff. We're going to fill our houses. And where are we going to get it from? Well, again, we're getting it from these people who haven't done a thing against us. We're going to set those traps. And we're going to steal their stuff. We're going to put it in our house. We're going to fill our houses with their stuff. We're going to share from a common purse. Now, this question. Okay, we're going to get these people who are inviting us to go out and steal, rob, maybe even kill, to get stuff, and they're going to share with us. Don't you think that just might not come back and bite you? That's it exactly. So as we put these out here, you're going, what is he doing? He's nuts. One after the other. I got a whole bag full of them. We'll be here for quite a while. And you say, what? But the parent comes back and he says, my son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths. Because you see, their paths, they're full of these traps that they've set out for other people. They keep putting them out there. And he says, don't follow them, for their feet rush into sin, and they are swift to shed blood. And they don't really care who gets hurt in the process. See, they're swift to shed blood. These aren't people who have caused them any harm. It's not because they are defending themselves or their country. It's because they got something else. Somebody else has got something and they want it. Well, we don't want to actually work, get a job. What we're going to do is we're going to live the easy life. We're going to go out and we're just going to take what it is we want. Now I'm going to ask you. This was written over 3,000 years ago. Do we have anybody who acts like that here yet today? I mean, 3,000 years, we've changed. We don't do that anymore. Well, maybe we do. There are people out there who do exactly that, aren't there? Anybody ever have anybody try to take something from you? By force? Maybe one or two? But we come back and he tells us that, you know what? That these traps that they set, it's useless, actually. These traps and going out and stealing and taking this stuff, it is useless. See, what it does, it's like setting a trap in front of a fowler's net in front of the birds. Now, anybody here ever do any duck hunting? Okay, do you set the decoys when the birds are right there and expect those birds to come in? No. Same principle. How many here ever tried to set up one of these little mouse trap gizmos? Yeah? Where do you set it? You set it out in the middle of the room, middle of the floor? No, you put it up next to the wall, don't you? Or around the edge of something where the mice actually run. I don't know about this one. So it's useless to do this. Spread it in full. See, these men, they lie in wait. They think they're lying in wait for the blood of others, but instead what they're doing is they're lying in wait for their own blood. You read what it says here. It says, how useless to spread a net in full view of all the birds. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They waylay only themselves. I got more. You're saying, but we got it. No, you don't. You think you got it. But if you have it, then God wouldn't have to be telling us. This one doesn't want to. This one wants to get that mouse. Just to be that snare to get me, make me all bloody. Says they waylay only themselves. Such is the end of all who go after ill-gotten gain. Takes away the lives of those who get it. Let me read from Revelation. It says, He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. That's the bling I was talking about. That's the blessings that the Lord has for us. If we follow his instructions and do what it is that he would have us to do. But if instead we do what it is the sinners want us to do, to follow them in these ways and go out and do all that, well, here's the deal. See, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. See, we were told that these men lie in wait for their own blood. They waylay only themselves. See, they thought that they were getting ready to get somebody else. All these traps they set for others. Got them. Got himself. Each and every trap was not a trap for somebody else, but ultimately was a trap that waylaid himself. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you've shown us that end is one that we can avoid. Lord, you've given us this warning, this instruction, not to go down that path. Lord, not to be self-destructive. Father, help us, each one, to be able to overcome those enticements. Might indeed we see the peril and the folly of them. And see that instead of actually helping ourselves, we're hurting ourselves. That by hurting others, we hurt ourselves much more. While we might get away with something for today, eventually those traps, they're going to come up and catch us and they're going to bite us. And ultimately, the Lord will judge us. Lord, help us to walk with you so that judgment is one of salvation and not eternal damnation. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand.